How do you move forward when you can't stop thinking about your past? How do you move past something so painful and at times totally raw? How can you move forward from something that you'll never be able to forget? I know that it seems impossible, but I promise it is possible. You can move forward from your past abortion or abortions. And that is exactly what we are going to talk about today. So go grab your coffee, get comfy, and let's get into today's episode. Are you struggling with the pain of a past abortion and longing for help but don't know where to turn? Have you been made to believe that your sin of abortion is too big and too bad? Friend, if that's you, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Does God Forgive Abortion podcast. I'm Brittany, and you wouldn't know it just by looking at me, but I too walked through the doors of an abortion clinic and ended the life of my unborn child. I thought for years that I had committed the one sin that was unforgivable, and I awaited punishment from God. After years of prompting from the Holy Spirit, I finally found redemption and hope through Jesus. Now that I am healed, God has placed a calling on my heart to walk alongside you so that you can find true hope and healing too. If you're ready to recognize that God has a true plan and purpose for you, no matter what you have done in your past, then this podcast is for you. Fill up your favorite mug with some coffee and crack open your Bible because it's time to receive the good, good news. Hey friends, before we get into the episode today, I want to quickly invite you to help me test out a fun new opportunity. I have been praying over this for well over a year. God placed it on my heart to be there for the woman that feels alone, unworthy, and lost due to her past abortion or abortions. And since starting the podcast, I've received regular requests for one-on-one mentoring. So after fervently praying and receiving confirmation after confirmation from the Lord, it is finally time. However, I need your help. I am hoping to beta test my abortion recovery coaching framework, and I would just love the opportunity to speak with you one-on-one for an hour where we will go through the first step of the framework that I have created. So if you are at all interested in being a part of this beta testing process, completely for free, by the way, you can head to bit.ly/abortion-recovery-beta, or you can just grab the link in the show notes to schedule your free one-on-one call with me. Now, I only have 5 spots, so make sure that you're one of the first 5. If that link is closed, then it means that I have my 5. So you'll just have to stay tuned for a future launch. But I absolutely cannot wait to work with you and see where God leads you. I remember 3 years ago now when I heard One Step Away from Casting Crowns during my morning run. I instantly was moved to tears. You've probably heard this story before if you've listened to the show, but I was instantly just moved to tears because I felt God's presence so clearly. He was calling me into His arms so that I could finally heal and put my past behind me. However, I did not immediately act after this happened. It took some time. I spent months unsure of what to do, of what direction to go in. I also, during this time, I unexpectedly found out that I was pregnant with my son, and this just amplified my guilt even further. If you've listened to the show, you know that I had made this deal with God that He didn't have to punish me because I would just have no more children. And so I did not know how I could possibly move forward when these constant reminders of what I had done were right in front of me every single day. And looking back on that time and seeing where I am now, there really are 2 things I did that helped me start. And without these 2 things, I honestly don't know where I'd be right now. Frankly, I think postpartum depression after my son would have ramped up my post-abortion syndrome again, and who knows what my life would look like right now. I don't want that for you, and I know that God doesn't want that for you either. He wants you whole, and He made a way for you to get there. So what two things do you need to do so that you can move forward from your past abortion or abortions? First, you need to partner with God. And I mean actually partner with Him. Surrender and trust that He loves you and He wants to carry you through this time. He does. There is a reason why the first word to describe Him is compassionate. That is who God is. Isaiah 46:4 says, I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you. So the first step to taking this first step is to find some quiet time with God. Set aside some time to meet with God and just be with Him. I don't care what time of the day you do it. I don't care where you do it. Just intentionally find some space in your day and set it aside for Him. And then I want you to pray something like this. Lord, I have been wandering by myself for far too long. The pain I feel from my past sin of abortion is far too great for me to carry alone. I can no longer do this without you. Lord, I pray that you will take this burden off of my shoulders, that you will show me the path of healing that you desire for me to go on, that you will bring me the support system I need to get there. I ask that you forgive me of my past sin and that you will heal me and transform me in the name of Jesus. I pray for my heart to be opened and for my trust to be solely in you. Now, the second thing that you need to do is you need to give yourself permission to grieve. Society doesn't want to give those of us suffering from abortion permission to move through grief. One side tells us that we have nothing to grieve over because we did nothing wrong. And sometimes the other side tells us that we don't get to feel remorse for harming our own children. Neither one of these sides is God. Neither one of these sides is how God views abortion. The fact of the matter is, abortion results in the loss of a child. And while this loss is so much different than the other types of pregnancy loss, and it really truly cannot be compared to those losses, the thing that is the same is that it brings grief. Now, this grief is forbidden grief because you believe the lies from the enemy that you aren't allowed to grieve or miss your child. Psalm 34:18 says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. God is near, even if you believe the lies that you aren't allowed to feel the pain and sorrow that you feel. God is with you and desires to comfort you. He desires to save you from this grief. You have to give yourself permission to process it. You have to accept God's permission to move through it. Allow your trust in Him to guide you. I know that healing is such a big and scary step. The thought of facing what I had done made me feel physically ill. Continuously. Physically ill. But honestly, my friend, the freedom that I have found in Christ is worth every single ounce of fear that I felt prior to finally stepping into the space that I needed to heal. So you can do it. And God will carry you. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for the woman listening today who has yet to heal from her past sin of abortion. Lord, please remind her that you love her, that you've never left her, that you just nothing can separate how much you love and care for this woman. Lord, I pray that she will open up to surrendering to you, that she will start to put her trust in you, that she will give herself the permission to grieve the loss of her child. It does not matter that she is guilty of this sin. She still needs to grieve. And Lord, we know that you wipe our sins clean. We ask you for forgiveness and you forgive us and just love us and Oh, Lord, I just thank you for the gift that you have given us in Christ. I just can't thank you enough. And I pray that you will remind the women listening today, Lord, that you are just so good and gracious and merciful. I pray for peace and protection for everyone listening today, Lord. And I pray that as we go into the rest of the weekend and into the week, that you will just guide us and carry us through. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, beautiful friend, I hope that you found comfort from today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share this podcast with someone you know that may be seeking wholeness after abortion? Also, I would be over the moon grateful if you would please consider leaving a review wherever you are listening. It truly encourages me to know this podcast is helping you. Lastly, I want to remind you that we are here for you. If you would like to connect with the community of women healing from the past decision of abortion, please join us in our private Facebook group at bit.ly/DGFA group. Know that I continue to pray for you daily, and I am so thankful for you. I'll meet you back in a few days for a brand new episode, but until then, take care and God bless.